Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Today's episode is entitled, What Are the 5 Stages of a Project? Again, what are the 5 stages of a project? Let's jump right into it. First stage of a project, initiation. Initiation. This part right here, and again, family, these are the process groups of the 5 stages. And what I love about initiation is what gets the project started. I know it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Initiation. Mostly what you'll get out of initiation is you're going to get your project charter and your stakeholders. And I'll be making a video. There's something called 49 processes, which I'll be making a video for us to dive through and go through each process. So it's going to be probably a long video. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to break it up or not. But again, out of this first group, which is, it has 2 in the initiating, it has 2 processes. And again, like I said, the initiating project charter and stakeholder registers, 2 key ones that come out or rings volumes to me. The next one, planning. Planning has 24, I do repeat, 24 processes in it. Again, it's self-explanatory, but I love planning as well, because you know my motto, it's not my motto, it's something that I heard. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. I love that. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. 24 process groups in there, which the whole thing is you're planning out each one of your knowledge areas. We know that there are 10 knowledge areas. So you're planning out how you're going to attack, how you're going to execute, how you're going to either accept, you know, mitigate, transfer, avoid, you know, basically with your risk and issues. With your risk. So you're planning out what our next steps is, what the movement is going to look like. What does success look like on this part? That's another thing. Let me park here parenthetically. I've noticed where we don't plan out our success in project management when we're leading our projects. We don't plan out let me articulate that a little bit better. When I say we don't plan out to say, when this project closes, what does the celebratory or the celebration of us completing look like? We don't do that. And the reason why I believe we don't do it enough is because we're just trying to get through this project to get to the next one. And instead of just sitting back and taking a quick, 5-minute deep breath, man, we did it. We went through a lot with this project, but we pushed it through. We had success. We saved money on our budget. We were able to stay within scope and we were on time, which was amazing. So one of the things, family, I encourage you to do is, when you're planning out all the various aspects to your project, make sure you plan out what your success party is going to look like, whether it's your whole team getting together and you guys, you know, doing something fun with mirror board or something like that. And again, I'll be giving you some of these techniques more in depth, and we'll be going to the laptop so you could see kind of what some of the things I would do. But again, family, planning has 24 process groups. My favorite, and as you know, what Dr. Eric Thomas says, execution is worshiped. So the next stage is execution. Or I should say the third process group is execution. Execution is, this is where the expectation is that project deliverables are going to be coming out of the execution phase. You have an expectation that your project team at this point is already in motion. We've planned it out effectively, where we've, you know, understood some of the potential risks. We understood what our schedule looked like, and now we're executing on the things that we said that we were actually going to do. And what's amazing about this is that within the execution process, I think there's 10 processes within execution. So this is where you're, again, like I said, family, you're going to be focused on making sure your deliverables are actually being created and being done. This is one that, again, I think a lot of project managers skip over sometimes. They don't understand the important value. This next stage or stage number four or process group number four, monitor and control it. I call it measuring and checking in. Ooh, I like that. You don't use that. I'm just playing. Measuring and checking in. What does that mean? Measuring against the things that that the team said that they were going to do, and checking in with the team members to see if they're having any impediments, if they're having any challenges of delivering what they said they were going to do. Do they need more resources? So that's why I call it measuring and checking in, because you're measuring on what the expected results is or what the team was going to delivering. And then you're also checking in with the team, your project team, consistently to make sure that they got everything that they need, to make sure there's no roadblocks or impediments. And I repeat that over and over again, family, because I want you to make sure, because you're here because you want to be an exceptional project manager. And a lot of times, family, as project managers, we have to remember our team is, and I'm going to give you one of my grandma's references again, is our bread and butter. And because it's our bread and butter, we need to be checking in and checking with their mental health too, to make sure that they're good and that everything is flowing. Just don't call and say, hey, where you're at on this item. Create some conversation, create the dialogue to develop that trust, because that's key. You don't know when you may have this same resource on another project, and they may not even want to work with you because you didn't learn how to effectively persuade and have a great conversation and check in on them, not just checking in on them when you need something, but just checking in general, just to make sure that you let them know that you're actually here. The last and final one, which gets all of the, and there's 12 actually processes in the monitor and controlling, or as what I call it, is measuring and checking in. But anyway, the final one is the close. Listen, I don't care who the project manager is, but closing a project is the most joyous and the saddest thing at the same time. I like what I heard somebody say. I probably shouldn't do that. but what I love about it is, family, is the fact that you have an opportunity to see all the, you know, Eric Thomas also says this, you know, you got pain. Once you go out and get something for your pain, get a reward, excuse me, for the pain. And the reward for the pain of going through the project and the ups and downs and everything like that is being able to have the project close successfully. But the sad part is the camaraderie that you develop with the team and the relationships that you build with the team, and just to see that go away, Because now you have another project with a whole nother project team. Sometimes maybe you may have be able to get some of those same resources back, which is awesome. But if you're not, then it's just one of those things where you're like, now you're working with a new team, developing new trust again to make sure that they understand where you're coming from, or better yet, they understand your expectations for them and you understand their expectations for you. So it's very important, family, is when you are closing a project that you are doing everything possible to close out documents and things. And again, I will go in a deeper dive conversation there for that. But let me say this, family, if you're interested in mentorship, or you're interested in just learning more about project management in general, I have a link down below. It's called Ask Ed or Ask ED, basically. And how this works is that you put in your information. And if we are fit, hey, I'll circle back with you, but you still can ask your questions. I would love to get your questions back to understand what are some things that you're thinking about. And I'm going to say this, and I'm hesitant to say it, but there's no dumb question. But really it isn't, because I'm here to serve. And if there's questions that you've been looking for, click that link at the bottom here within the description of this video and ask ED. I would love to expand on any project management questions that you have, or videos that you saw was like, hey, I would love to learn more about what you were talking here. And I'll make a special video. I'll give you a shout out as well. If you don't want to be shouted out, no problem, won't shout you out. But I'll at least let you know that the video was made for the audience and everything. So until next time, this is your boy D, and this has just been another Conscious Agility Movement. I'm out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.